Hey, happy Monday there, Tiff.
I can't sing today because I don't know the words.
I threw you off there, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a song from the past. You know, that normally we play a pig song from the present, but this time we played a pig song from the past.
Technically, when you played it, it was in the present. It may not have been recorded in the present, but from the past.
But
when you played it, we're still in the present.
Right. And who knows what the future's going to bring us, right?
Yeah. Maybe a pig song.
You'd never know. So, Tiff, today's show is going to be about time travel. So I brought two experts in. You notice there's two experts in the studio with us.
Experts.
All right. So before we introduce
now,
them, I just want to introduce the show.
How do you define as experts? Have they traveled in time before?
Well, we're going to get to that in a second. Let's introduce the show. People are listening, and they don't even know what they're listening to yet.
Okay.
All right. So thank you very much. It's Monday, a little after 7. You are listening to WRLR 98.3 FM. This is Bacon Bits with Master Happiness. I'm your host, Marty Jalove, and of course, the ever wonderful in the past, present, and future.
Tiffany!
There you are. I had to come up with something.
I was like, where are you going with that?
Yeah, God only knows where I'm going with that. So anyway, thank you for tuning in to Bacon Bits. Our show identifies that there's lots of reasons to be angry, sad, even afraid, right? Ooh, there you go. So anger is outnumbered 3-1. It's up to us to help you guys discover those paths of happiness. You know, share some shortcuts to put grins on your faces. All right.
Okay.
All right. So today, Tiff, what we're going to do is we're going to be talking about time travel. All right. And its connection to happiness, exploring the possibilities.
Ooh.
Okay. All right. So the idea is a lot of people talk about going in the past, going in the present. Sometimes it makes me wonder, do they have anxiety that they want to go in the future to find out what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Do they have some depression or regrets that they want to go into the past?
Mm-hmm.
So you can see how time travel can affect our happiness.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, like I said, without further ado, I want to introduce my two guests here.
The experts.
Yeah. Exactly. So the reason I'm calling them experts is I've got my son Luke here, okay, who is from my past. I mean, he's been my son for quite a few years.
So you're saying he's not part of your future?
No. God, no. No.
And then I wish any luck.
Exactly. And then I got my new son here. Nate is part of my future. You see, he's an example of the future. Both of them have a little bit of past with me.
Okay.
Both of them are here in the present.
Okay.
And they will both be around in the future, depending on how well they do on the show.
Okay.
All right. So
alrighty.
Say hello, boys.
Hello, boys. Marty, just a pleasure to be here.
Oh my God, we got to suck up.
Oh, yeah, there you go. We need an alarm. We need the suck up alarm here, right?
Right, that's what you do.
There you go. Fantastic. All right, so today, time travel has just been one of those things that I've always liked exploring. I don't really have that I can think of any really great regrets to make me think I want to go back into the past. I think I would like to go into the past to see things. It's out of curiosity, or maybe go in the future for curiosity. But I don't want to live anywhere other than where I'm living right now. Okay?
Yeah. If it would be in the past, maybe doing a little bit of changing.
Ooh. Really?
A little bit. Now, I had asked, I was telling a friend what the show was about.
First off, I'm very happy you have a friend.
I know. Thank you. And I asked her, would you rather go in the future or would you go in the past? And there was no question. She didn't think about it. She goes, in the past, she goes, because she's from England. And she said she would not have come over. She wouldn't have got married. She wouldn't have come over here.
Wow.
I know.
Wait, is she currently married to this person?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
right.
She got
That's
divorced.
Pretty.
And then she said after the divorce, she should have went back home.
Oh.
And her dad told her, don't do it. And she did it. So she goes, if I could, I would definitely go back in time and totally change that around.
Wow. Well, that sounds like somebody who has had some rough times, but hasn't gotten a lesson, hasn't examined it and learned something from it.
See, I agree 100% with you.
There you go.
Once in a while, I agree with you.
So what we're going to do today is a couple of different things, Tiff, if you don't mind.
Not at all.
First off, what we're going to do is kind of talk in general about time travel, and that's why I have these experts here. But then I also want to talk a little bit about our favorite movies that identify time travel. Okay, I mean, I guess if you have a favorite radio show about time travel, you could have brought that up. Did you come up with a list, Tiff?
I certainly did.
Atta girl. All right, so let's just start. I want to jump into this because I want to bring up some movies as we go through the entire show.
Okay.
So who would like to start? What's a favorite movie? It doesn't have to be your ultimate
favorite. Don't take
mine,
guys.
She's only got three.
I know, right?
What do you think? Luke's going to jump right in on this.
Well, I did a lot of research into time travel movies.
Yes.
For this episode specifically.
Thank you.
And one that I've always thought was underrated is James Mangold's Kate and Leopold. It's
That's where they go to like France, right?
No. It's a
then I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Early 2000s romantic comedy. Hugh Jackman is a British count, I believe. And he travels through a portal to modern-day New York to fall in love with modern-day Meg Ryan.
Wow.
You've seen this, haven't you, Marty?
It sounds like vaguely familiar, but also not familiar at all.
Wow.
Wow. You saw that?
I did, and I totally forgot about that one. But, you nailed it right on the head, definitely.
You're a big Hugh Jackman fan, aren't you, Tiff?
I don't dislike him.
Wow. What a raving review.
Yeah.
Poor Hugh. He's crying himself to sleep today.
So should we tell him what happens at the end?
No.
Okay.
No, that's yet to be said. We don't want to give any spoilers. What if there's people... What if we today, by random chance, we actually have listeners, and they don't want to get us to spoil the movie?
Okay. I think the movie's from, what, 80s?
No, it's from, 2003, which is so recent.
It was filmed in the future, but released in the past. That's what's incredible about that.
Wow.
Yeah. So, Nate, what about you? What's a movie?
Oh, man. Yeah.
You know what? Nobody's going to come up with something like what Luke said. So, what do you think? Did you come up with any movies?
I've got nothing.
Really?
Not even anything.
I sent you the note.
He didn't do his homework.
Wow. Yeah,
Luke's got an entire spreadsheet of movies.
I know. Exactly. He's going to point one.
Big one. Oh, I'll give you
a big one. Look at this. Oh, they're sharing with me.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen
Boston? All right.
Nothing.
So what were you going to say there, Tiff?
Well, it's not my favorite. It's the top. But
no, you don't have to give the favorite. Just give one.
Back to the Future.
Oh,
that's like a classic.
It's the whole franchise. And
you've
never seen?
No.
Wow. And that's Back to the Future. The franchise is high up on Luke's list. Yeah. Wouldn't you say?
Yes, I'd say the first one is a very well structured film, and then the other two are pretty fun.
Yeah, it started going downhill after that, but yeah.
There you go. So I'm just gonna take a break from the movies for a second because I was thinking about this whole thing because I've got a list of movies, but I think I was touched by time travel from a cartoon from my past, which was Peabody's Adventures.
Oh, yes. Peabody!
Yeah, where he had the Wayback Machine.
Oh, my God, I totally forgot about
that. That's right.
And these guys have
Nate's
no clue.
Like, nope, no clue.
Oh, that's
no. Well, that's before their time.
I think so. Oh, my gosh,
But Luke was lucky enough to have a father like me that forced him to watch those cartoons.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Did you?
Of course I did. Yeah. Yes.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Those are classics.
All right, so anyway, I want to get back to the discussing past and future. What do you think, first off, what do you think the science of it is? Let's agree on a way of describing what would happen. You know, a lot of people say, you go in the past, you make a change. Like if you interfered with your mother and father, and before you know it, you weren't conceived, then you wouldn't exist. And if you didn't exist, you wouldn't go to the past. You couldn't have interfered with your mother and father. Makes this catch-22, okay? Or do you believe you change the past and you create an alternate reality?
Well, that's kind of like Back to the Future, right?
Well, that's changing. They alter the change, but I said an alternate future, but I mean a parallel universe. In other words, there's a universe for every decision we ever made.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So you go in the past, you make a change, and now you're on a different path.
That's deep.
Yeah. So what do you believe in? Which one do you believe in most, Tiff?
Probably what you just said. There's different
parallels.
Yes, the parallels.
What about you guys?
They both look at each other.
I think more that I like the parallel universe theory, but I think in theory, I think that there's only one set one. If you go in the back and you make a change in the past, then it's just going to change. Like if you were to go back to the present, it'd be a very different reality.
Well, you're wrong. There are parallels. What about you, Luke? What do you think?
Well, that's the interesting thing. You kind of brought up the idea of affecting your mother and father in the future.
Yes.
The butterfly effect.
Boom. That was
one of the movies.
That was the B in Bacon, by the way, but go for it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But not the movie.
Then I can save it if you'd like to.
No. Jump right into it.
It's interesting because you think even if you don't affect your mother or father, let's say you go back 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
You are suddenly creating a world that you were in twice.
Yes.
And you are destroying the original world because that world never had a second you.
Nice. Now we have just lost any listeners.
Thanks a lot.
No, I just love the idea of what could happen. Mm-hmm. Now, do you think the same craziness could happen in the future, moving into the future? In other words, I think, but it's got to happen. Let's say you go to the future and you come back. Mm. Then you could run into yourself. But if you just went in the future and stayed there, you wouldn't run into yourself.
No, because that's how we time travel.
Exactly. That's right. Yeah. I was just on when I did the little intro on the last show. I told him that once I documented time travel and I went exactly 1 year into the future, but it took me 365 days to do it. Isn't it amazing?
Mm.
That's it. So that's it. You know, it's like every show is a week in the future. Next, you know, some of our comments are pretty weak too. But anyway, so what would you, thank you. I was like, where did that come from? So where would you guys rather go, into the past or into the future? What do you think?
I'm going to say the future. I think there's a very romantic idea of the past.
Yes. Oh, that's a good point. That's a good way of saying it.
But, like, let's say you go into the past, like, now, and you're saying, I want to go to the Renaissance. How are you going to get over to Europe from here? You got to take a boat, which is going to take you, like, several months.
Right.
And that's
right.
Assuming you don't get scurvy or there aren't rats on the ship.
Right.
Just every little thing about the past. If you don't care, if you just look at the very, like, bold glamorization of it, I think, then, yeah, it looks great, but I think if you any small thing about the past is just going to seem like ugly and awful and just ruin your vacation.
What about the Planet of the Apes? Hello, Mr. Future.
There you go.
Also bad.
That would be kind of scary.
I think it's the whole idea that everyone would have to agree, but maybe not, that if we're going to go into the past or the future, I want to be able to come back. Because if you go into the future and it's a really bad dystopian future, things are going awful. Or, like, the world has exploded, you go into the future, now suddenly just floating in space.
Oh,
you know, that would be terrible, right? So you want to be able to come back. All right, so let's just, for the sake of argument, let's say that you could jump into the future or in the past.
Okay.
50 years, that's it, just, that's it. And you get to stay 1 week and then come back. And nothing bad happens and you don't affect anything. Would you rather go into the past 50 years or in the future?
Okay, so am I this age 50 years or?
Yeah, it's you are who you are.
Right.
And
now.
Then you go 50 years in the future and you're still who you are now, but you're 50 years in the future. You don't age during the time travel. That would be a terrible thing.
So I think I would go in the past.
Really? And see what happened 50 years in the past.
Because I would have been four.
Right, so you'd meet yourself. You wouldn't actually be four again. I mean, you could meet yourself, the four-year-old, but you couldn't affect yourself, couldn't hurt yourself or anything like that. All right, so what would you want to see there? Well, why in the past?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh, our show is about time travel.
Well, I didn't expect it. I got my movies.
All right, what about you guys? 50 years into the past or 50 years in the future, you get to stay 1 week, can't hurt anything, and you can't get hurt, so you're going to come back. What do you think, Nate?
I think I go into the past.
Really?
Yeah, thank absolutely. You.
I think
to visit
biggest,
Tiffany.
Well, no, but I think a big thing for me is the past is always romanticized in a way. Like you always hear that, like, oh, you know, this isn't how it was. Or this, you know, especially the older generation, our parents,
right.
Our grandparents talking about how great things were.
That would be cool, right?
You know, and it's easy to look back and say things were so great. I would like to just see, you know, what it was. You look at the current state of affairs in the United States and everything, and everybody talks about how good it was in the past. But was it really that good, or was it just, you know, as the further away we move from it, the better it seemed like it was?
And actually, it's interesting. I picked 50 years just as a random number, but it's interesting because 50 years, Tiffany and I can't even believe Tiffany, you'd be 4 years old. My gosh, I thought you were in your 30s, Tiffany. But anyway, I picked an age that I thought you'd go, you know, for you two, you're going back before you were born.
Right.
For Tiffany and I, we're just going back when we were younger. Okay. So think about that. What if, like, Tiffany picked the age of four, going back to that time when you were 4 years old? You get to see the four-year-old's you. Okay. But again, you can't walk up and say, I'm going to give you some advice, kid. You know,
you go to the bar, dancing disco.
What are you talking about?
50 years?
Yeah, 50 years.
In the 70s.
Yeah, yeah. That would be for you, right?
Disco. But,
and you would go, oh, you would be disco. I thought you were like teaching the four-year-old you how to disco. That's what I thought, right? Okay.
I think the reason I don't want to go to the future is I am very blessed with the life that I currently have.
Cool.
But I would worry that I would spend the next 50 years trying to change or alter, even though I couldn't alter in the future when I got back.
Oh, God. Oh, that's a really good point.
If
that's
I did
deep.
Or didn't like what I saw, if I did like what I saw, my thought would constantly be, what do I have to do? The pressure
could
of
I change
we
it?
Had
right.
to do to get to yeah. the point that you were.
And anyway, even if and you were told you can't change it, that's what's going to happen. You'd right. still party. You would still be like, no, this is what's going to happen.
He would bet on the Super Bowl because he knows who yeah. won.
And, yeah. if it's bad and you see, and gets, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to go look at yourself
yes.
in the future.
Right.
You know, and uh-huh. I mean, who knows? 50 years from now, nothing's certain. But,
right. Yeah. Yeah.
I would think, you know, what my everyday would be obsessed with changing the future if I didn't like the
oh yeah because you're coming back
in.
Yeah
I, you know? That's, and so I don't want that pressure. I don't want to live like that. I like living in the present very much.
I like that. That's a great point. What about you there, Luke?
Do you want me to answer specifically going 50 years or
yeah,
50, going back
no,
to when,
four,
I'm four.
When you're four going when back four. To when you're four
so,
or 50 years in the future?
I'll answer the four one because I think it's a little
okay.
interesting.
Yeah.
So I was four in 2005.
Yes.
And I think what's interesting about 2000s kids compared to like any other decade of
yeah.
kid, I think 90s kids really have a nostalgia for the 90s, 80s kids for the 80s, 70s
okay.
for the 70s. I think because of like the invention of the internet and like
oh, okay.
the shifting of culture, there's nothing really to go back for in 2005 that I don't have like now.
Okay.
Yeah, I get to see a recession happen. Like 2005 was pretty.
You get to see flip phones.
Yes, yeah, yeah. There's not much different, like in a positive way. There's not much to romanticize.
I got you. Sure. Yeah, it's a short period
2000s.
Of time. Okay.
And I think it has a lot to do with just how culture has changed since
okay.
like 2000.
Now, what do you think about what Nate was saying? Moving 50 years in the future, seeing that, and then knowing now. I'm going to do things, or I've got to do things. Things are going to happen that no matter what I do, what I saw is going to exist and happen.
Oh yeah, I think it would ruin you. I think seeing that. I think you would.
I think yeah.
You couldn't think of anything else like for the rest of your life. Just like I've got.
This is what's going to happen.
Do it.
Right.
I've got to prepare. And I think it would eat you up to know for sure this is what it's going to be in 50 years, and to just constantly it would be on your mind all the time. Yeah.
That's true. I never thought of it that deeply because I look at it going, there's some things I want to go in the past. I'd like to go see my dad again and mm-hmm. talk to him a little bit. But in the future, I don't want to stay anywhere for any length of time. That's why I like saying you're going to stay there for a week.
Okay, so you go back in time and see your dad.
Yeah.
Do you tell your dad who you are?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would he believe you?
Probably not.
Okay, that's what I was
saying. I mean, he would tell everyone who I was, but he would never believe me.
I totally
He'd be like, oh, this is my son from the future. Yeah, buy him a drink.
I think my mom would totally believe me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that either one of you came back into the past, my past, and told me who you were. I'm sure. Whatever.
Okay. So, no, seriously.
You came into the past, in my past, said, this is what we're doing. I'm like, get out of here. There's a crazy woman here. I'd call 911 on you in a heartbeat, Tiffany.
Yeah, that I believe. But if Luke, seriously, if Luke came up to you and say, Dad, you know, I'm from the, would you say, who the heck are you? Or would
oh,
you?
I would,
start
with that. I wouldn't say, of course you are. I would, but I think that he would be able to talk to me enough that I would go, This could be.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway. All right. So that's a short period of time. Now, Luke, you were the first one to bring up the romance of the past. What's the time you'd like to go and spend a short period of time in and come back?
I've always really liked the, I feel bad because I did see, I kind of saw something on Tiffany's list.
No, don't steal from Tiffany's list.
Yes, okay, you can steal my list.
She has the movie Midnight in Paris on her list.
Oh, that's
yeah.
the movie I was thinking of, yeah.
And
that's where you want to go?
Well, I really like the specific period he goes to, where it's just a bunch of creatives that you recognize because everyone studied them. But they're all just writing and partying and hanging out. And
Isn't that pretty much what you do now?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
So you just want to party and hang out with different people.
I just want to meet new people.
Yeah, gotcha. I understand. Sure. Okay, so about that time, what time frame was that?
This would have been like 1920s. Yeah, 1920s Paris. Right.
Okay.
Where you've got like Salvador Dali, F. Scott Fitzgerald, Ernest Hemingway.
Yeah.
So all these famous people who would influence how art changed for the next 50 years, just hanging out in one town in like the same circles.
Gotcha. All right, Nate, what about you? When would you want to go back? Like, any time in the past, just to check out what it was like.
I think I'd want to go back to the Wild West.
Oh,
that'd be cool.
It would be cool, but dangerous.
But here's the rule. Remember, you can't get hurt. You can't hurt people, and you can't get hurt. So, because otherwise, you know, I'm not going to go in the past at all. But the Wild West, that'd be cool.
Absolutely. Like, it's funny because everybody knows that I wear cowboy boots and I portray that
and
a bit.
You portray it.
It's a bit, but it's honestly just the idea of you know, settling the West and building the railroads and all of that is just something that would be interesting to me to go back to and just watch. Because again, you know, the saying history books are written by the winners.
Okay.
Is true. But it's also, you know, with everything that we do. I mean, was it as glamorous or unglamorous or dangerous as or not dangerous as it's portrayed? I don't know. But it would just be interesting to kind of just get dropped in the middle of nowhere.
I have a feeling it's probably a little less glamorous than
that. Sure of it. But it's a time period that's always interested me that I'd want to go and just view with my own.
So what do you think you'd end up doing? Would you like be a Bronco buster, a farmer, or like a gunslinger, the sheriff?
You know, I don't think I got the morals to be a sheriff. I really don't.
I've seen a lot of movies. A lot of those sheriffs never had any morals.
Realistically, I'd probably be working for the railroad.
The brothel.
Okay. Like the brothel. There you go. No, what are you saying for yourself there, Tiffany, or for Nate? Nate's working in the brothel?
Yeah. It's his women. Yeah.
That's right. There you go.
If anything, I'd say I'd probably be mid-level management on a railroad company.
Mid-level management. Wow. Shoot big. Yeah. Shoot high.
Well, what about you? Being realistic.
Yeah. What about you?
It's kind of
I mean, you're going to go there for a short period of time. You could be mayor. That's what I'm going to go with mayor.
Yeah.
Shot my first week in office. That's me.
Mine's not far back. As these two.
Yours is like last week.
The 50s.
Oh, the 50s.
I like the clothes. I like the music. The economy was pretty good. You had the hamburger stands.
The toilet paper was probably pretty good.
Yeah, because
you go the Wild West.
No.
Can't even imagine what the toilet paper was like, you know, in Dolly's
20s,
time.
Yeah. People were riding on them.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
So the 20s. The 50s.
I was like, well, you keep going back further and further.
Nope, 50s. I think that would be cool.
Gotcha.
And you?
I think I'm going to go back even further. I'm going to go back to like the...
dinosaurs.
The dinosaurs. No, not that
far. Okay.
No. No, I want to go back to philosophical time. Like the...
To meet up with your neighbor.
Yeah, to meet up with Socrates and Socrates. And I mean, I'd have to jump around to meet all of these kind of people. Yeah. Like Aristotle.
But you have a week.
Yeah, I do have a week to jump around. So I'd like to do that. But I have a funny feeling what would happen is I'd get there and then it'd be like, well, Marty, you wouldn't put language in the rules, so you can't understand what they're saying. And they don't understand you either. All right.
You get to harass a bunch of old Greek men.
Right. But everyone gets to wear a sheet. Oh, does that look... Does it get any more comfortable than that, you know? So it is kind of like playing on another one of my favorite time travel movies. So we'll jump into this. And that is Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
One of the guys are going to say that was number one.
Because you get the whole Socrates or Socrates. You get Billy the Kid in there, plus a nice variety of other players.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I really liked that movie because time travel had a very, very specific purpose. You know, these kids are like, we have to go back here. They had to do this
to
save the future.
Oh.
They were doing that to save the future, according to George Carlin. Is it? No.
Carlin.
Carlin. Thank you. That didn't sound right. And then they had to go back and grab all these people for the school paper. For their final assignment. Yeah. So there were some real specifics about it. And then they learn a lesson and it's all beautiful. So it's a lot of cool tricks. So what are some of your other, what's another favorite movie?
Oh, yeah. Christmas Carol.
Christmas Carol.
Oh. You go to the future to see.
Oh, I like that.
You
at first I was like, oh, yeah, but that's
and
a,
then
wow.
he goes in the past. I love the Christmas Carol.
Which version of the Christmas Carol? It's been redone so
I gotta tell you, the way back original, old black and white.
Really the original one? That was, what was it, last year or the year before you and I watched the original one?
We have it on tape. We record it. We watch it every year.
It was a short version. It was like, it's a silent movie.
I think she's probably talking about like the Alistair, because you're talking about like a full movie, like where it's like an hour. And
Yeah.
I think the one we watched was a little shorter and unbearable to get through.
And it was a silent movie. Right. Yeah.
But I think the one Tiffany's talking about, I assume, is the one with Alistair Sim, which is a great movie. It's like 1950s.
When it comes to movies, whatever he says, just don't doubt
him. It's definitely black and white, and it might be older than the 50s, 1950s.
It's got kind of like White Eyes. The Scrooge.
I'm gonna check with Mark. But we have it recorded. We watch it every year.
That's cool.
And it's
one of the original ones. So, I didn't even think of the Christmas movies like that, because then that leads us to like Bill Murray's Scrooged. You ever see that one?
That's I didn't care. For
you
that
didn't.
One.
I'm turning your mic off.
Okay. No, I love Bill Murray. Love him. I didn't care.
Really?
For that.
Oh, yeah. It's a great rendition.
Okay, it was from the Family Classic on WGN.
Yeah, well, that doesn't close. Right, that's where it played.
That's where it played.
What year was it?
I don't know.
It?
That's right. Why I thought that would give you the hint, and then you would tell me the answer.
No, that's it. Well, I just rely on Luke and Nate to talk about this.
Oh, yeah. For Pete's sake.
So I told you, Nate comes from the future where there are no movies. That's why he doesn't have any. Any of these movies, Nate, you've seen?
I mean, I've seen A Christmas Carol, not that.
All right, okay. Yeah. All right, okay. So there, we'll say that one's on your list, and Tiffany lost. She didn't have anything to say this time.
You know,
all right.
You know, since we brought up Bill Murray,
yes,
we have to talk about one of the greatest time travelers of all time.
There you go.
Shot not too far from here.
That's true.
Groundhog Day.
That's right.
I was on the set, and I met Bill Murray on the set of that movie.
Are you serious? Wow. Did you tell him how you didn't like Scrooged?
No, he shook my hand, and I also met Harold Ramis.
Wow.
Because Harold Ramis was the director or the producer of that movie.
Yeah, I think he was director, right?
Director.
Yeah,
and
then,
he directed it.
Yeah, Harold Ramis, and he came up, and he shook my hand and goes, hi, and he introduced me to his wife and introduced me to his assistant, and Bill Murray came
Holy
up. He
cow.
Shook my hand. He goes, it was very nice meeting you. And then they Harold Ramis goes, well, their food's over there. Help make yourself welcome.
What were you doing? You just walked by. You were walking by, or you were an extra, or what?
Nope. I got when I worked for Cellular One back in the days.
Yes.
I got Bill Murray his phone number.
Okay.
And so the agent that they bought the phones from invited.
You still have his number? We can call him now.
I know, right?
Yeah.
No, I don't. But I picked a really good one for him. And so my friend and I got invited to be on the set, and then that's how they came up to.
Yeah. Okay,
and got
so Bill, if you're listening, feel free to call in. You can call in on Tiffany's number. You probably saved hers, even though she, you know, he's probably sitting by the phone every night wondering if you're going to call him.
Oh, well, it was funny. He goes, please don't give my phone number out. And I'm like, I will not do that.
Oh, man, and here was the first thing, as you mentioned, I asked for it. Wow. All right. So as we always talk about on this show, for those of you who, you know, our random guests, we always solve the world's problems with bacon, BACON. So it's not the bacon for chewing.
It's the bacon for doing.
That's right. So we use the acronym BACON. And so for time travel, I wanted to just talk about these five things very quickly. So B in bacon was the butterfly effect. Okay. Go ahead, Luke. Explain what the butterfly effect means.
So the butterfly effect, the name of the butterfly effect. The butterfly effect.
Exactly.
Stems from...
You slurred like that, like you went back in time. You rewound.
Stems from the idea that the effect on wind a butterfly's wing could have could change the wind enough, like that slight increment to where a hurricane could form.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So the idea when applied to time travel is if you send someone back in the past, they would change some things in ways that we could not foresee how they would end up changing the present.
Right. Okay. All right. So that's it. So the question of that's the fear of going into the past is what it would do. And it's so funny. No one ever brings up the butterfly effect for going to the future, because even going in the future, you can do some, you're not supposed to be there necessarily.
Right.
And something you do in the future is going to affect the future.
Right. Yeah. But you're not from the future, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Like I said, you're time traveling the same direction.
Yeah, I guess, depending on how fast I'm traveling. But I understand. All right, so that's the B, is the butterfly effect. A is acceptance. And the reason I put this in here is that, like I said in the beginning, some of us, we talk about time travel, like we'd like to go here, we'd like to go there. And sometimes what we have to do is remind ourselves to accept the moment that we're in. This is the happiness part of it, is to truly have some acceptance for the day, the present, because we can't go back in the past at this point, all right? And we can't go into the future, although there's some scientists who believe we can go into the future. There's a little bit of future traveling going on. But we just have to learn how to accept what we're in. And that leads us towards this whole idea. When we dream too much about the past, are we talking about regret? When we're dreaming too much about the future, are we talking about anxiety? All right, so that was the A. The C is curiosity. That's the beautiful part of the past and the future, is it shows that we're curious. We want to know what really happened in the past and what could possibly happen in the future. All right. O brings up an opportunity. Like, what if you could actually do that? What could you end up doing? And then N, of course, is the now, which kind of goes back to that same thing. Accept the now. Live in this present. I think it was, from Kung Fu Panda.
Kung Fu Fighter.
Who was it? Master Yugwei?
Yes, yeah.
Master Yugwei said, the past is history, the future is a mystery. Today is a gift. That's why it's called the present.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's beautiful, beautiful. All right, so with that... what's your next favorite movie?
Well, it's anything? Not. Yeah, it wasn't mine. It was Mark's.
Okay.
The Time Machine.
Mm. Oh, H.G. Wells.
1960.
Oh, that's definitely on my list.
Yeah, that was really.
Yeah. That's right. That's right there.
I actually haven't seen it, but when I was telling Mark that I was picking movies, he's like, "The Time Machine, 1960."
Right.
And he knew he. So he really liked
that's
it.
That's the one where he goes well into the future and he sees the Morlax and the Gorgonzolas or whatever they were.
Gorgonzolas.
All right. Where he just sees this awful future. Mm-hmm. Okay. So yeah, that's a classic movie. And that's another one that is all about time travel and nothing else. It's not like, hey, by the way, we're traveling through time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about you, Luke?
Just another favorite?
Yeah.
I have a small something prepared, if you don't mind me.
Oh, please. Please. The mic is yours.
I wanted to do a little research
into
time travel movies.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to know, do movies think time travel is something you should do or something you shouldn't do?
Oh, okay.
So I plucked 44 movies, 44, half of 88.
A short list,
right. You gave up it, yeah.
44, half of 88. And I did some polling.
Yes.
And I found that on average, of these 44 movies,
yes,
most of them thought time travel was a good idea about like 47.7%.
Because there was like a necessity for time travel.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You had to do time travel in order to fix this.
Okay. Sure.
About 34% were time travel's bad. You shouldn't do it. And then about 18.1% was mixed. It was a little too foggy.
Wait, so what was the first percentage?
47.7%.
Wait, 47, 44, and 18?
No, 47, 34.
Oh, 34. I was like, that 18. Does not equal 100. All right. Yeah. So. Most saying that it's a good idea.
Most saying that's a good idea, but if you look into critical percentage,
yes,
you'll find that critics tend to favor mixed messages. Time travel movies that have a little bit of good, a little bit of
bad. Wow, you really did some great research.
Yes, I also did some more stuff that I won't go into, but I also looked into what's the most popular apparatus for time travel.
Oh, no, I want to know that. That's cool.
29% is a sedentary machine,
yeah,
a machine that doesn't move or a room or something to that effect.
That's the best.
And then 15% is a vehicle, 13% is a handheld object, 12% you've fallen into a vortex of some kind.
Nice.
And then 10% is mental time travel, like the Christopher Reeve movie, Somewhere in Time, he convinces himself to go back in time through the power of suggestion.
Or what's the X-Men movie?
X-Men Days of Future Past
there
is
you
another
go.
One.
Yeah, there you
yes,
go.
Yeah.
Good. And that was all mental.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's interesting. All right, so which type of time machine would you want to travel? I like that. I'm glad you brought that up. That's cool.
So I know where it's at. I could go in and out no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Then the vortex.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. I don't want to...
Kind of like Wong from Doctor Strange, right?
Because...
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. the movie that you said with Meg Ryan?
Kate and Leopold, yes.
Yes. Yeah. She had to do at the exact same time and jump into the water at the exact same, and that would just be too. But if I could just walk through and then walk back.
You just don't want to jump.
No.
No. All right. Or especially in the water, right?
Yeah, she had, there was a certain time that she had to jump into the water.
I don't want to. I don't want to be timed.
Yeah.
I like the idea of the standstill, the sedentary machine, but I'm afraid then, you know, I'm going to go somewhere, I'm going to come back and it's gone, right?
Someone steals it.
You know, it's being towed, it's being crushed. Like, what are you doing? Well, we just found this piece of junk, right? What about you, Nate? I'm guessing, knowing enough about you, you want the hot rod, right?
No, I think I'd actually go with the handheld device.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I just want to have something like, you know, because if you have to, like, get back to the car, then you get in the car, get it up to speed.
That's true.
All
that's
those
true.
Things.
Yeah, whereas, but I like that the flux capacitor idea. Okay. So the handheld device, that would be cool. What's the most popular handheld device for time travel? Luke's grabbing his phone.
I know, right?
That's right.
He has
it's
his
the
phone.
I can pull you a couple examples.
Yes.
So let me just pull up object on my little device here. So a couple examples of a handheld object that you could use, and we can shop around, see which one Nate likes best.
Yeah.
So Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, they have the Time Turner, which is like a pocket watch in their hand.
All right.
And then they can turn it, and then that will turn time back for them.
Oh, that
like
could be, that's cool.
Some
that,
number of hours.
That makes sense, because that seems like it'd be
easy
self-explanatory.
Enough.
Yeah. You like that, Nate?
The pocket watch?
We're in the middle on that one.
In the middle, okay. Butterfly effect.
Yeah.
He uses his journals.
Yeah.
And using his former writings, he's able to go back into his personal life.
Right.
Now, that's really nice and convenient, but that implies that you have to write and journal your life,
which I don't think any of the guys in the room are super
invested in doing.
You used to journal a lot. You go back in there. But
I doodled. I didn't write about myself. I was too boring.
Right. You go back into that world. Ah, why am I here? All right.
Time Bandits. They have a map that they use.
I love that. I forgot about that movie.
Time.
That's a good movie. Yeah. Time Bandits. It's not. It's definitely not worth watching, but it's a great movie.
Men in Black 3, this one's awful. You have to time how you press a device just right while you're falling off of a building.
Oh, yeah that's what I want. No. Not. No.
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 No? No. Okay. Black Knight, Martin Lawrence's Black Knight, he's pulling a medallion out of a moat, and then the medallion begins to glow and transports him back in time.
Yeah.
And then they never mention how the medallion has transported him back in time.
Okay.
The rest of the movie.
All right. So that's lame.
So how do you feel about that? A wet medallion.
A wet medallion.
Obscure.
It's dry. Yeah. I can't. I have to stay here.
And then the last one is from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3. There's a magical ancient Japanese staff. And it will send you back to ancient Japan. And the cool little tidbit is that you will be replaced by someone from that time who was holding it.
Oh.
So they'll come back to the present while you go back to
you switch.
Japan. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, man. Does the other person, that other person doesn't even know what's going on.
Yeah, no.
Suddenly gets here and he's like, what? Where the heck am I? Right? Mm-hmm. All right. So what do you think, Nate? Which is your handheld device? Or are you going to come up with your own?
No, I think it would be the watch.
I
feel like that's the most calculated of all of them, even if you're not exact.
Right,
you know,
right.
Having to read to a certain portion in time, be like, oh, on that day I was writing about this, I'll read that.
That's right, yeah.
It's October 4th.
Oh no, that was the wrong story. And I haven't written the story I want to go to yet. I kind of lean towards the watch. I kind of like that idea though.
Yeah, I think it's also the one they have the easiest time controlling of the ones that I just read there.
And I do like that. I like that. Now I'm going back, I like that more than the sedentary device, because I don't have to hide anything. The same with a vehicle. You drive something like that. I mean, other than the DeLorean from Back to the Future, what other vehicles did people drive?
Austin Powers in Goldmember, he drives an old, like, Nate's the car guy. He should have. Yeah. I should have gotten his advice. Yeah. But he drives a car.
Okay, he drives a car. He drives a beep. He drives a
car.
Beep beep.
In the DreamWorks Mr. Peabody and Sherman movie, The Way Back is a vehicle. I don't
know. No, it's not a vehicle.
It flies in the original cartoons.
Yeah.
It's a machine.
In the movie?
In the DreamWorks movie, it's a flying
vehicle. I'm turning your mic off.
Okay, gotcha.
Pay attention to that. You know what's a good, you know what my favorite sedentary, the sit and still machine for time travel is?
Which one?
Hot tub time machine.
Oh, yeah. I was waiting for you to say that one too.
That's the cool one. Mm-hmm. Again, questionable movie, but that's a cool time machine.
I think it's a great time.
Do you? Okay. What about the movie 12 Monkeys? Remember that one?
Yes, ooh, it's on my list.
I think, wasn't that a creepy movie?
It was a little creepy.
Okay,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah. But I forget how he goes back and forth in time.
I had to look this up too because I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
It's a little vague.
Yes.
They don't go into the science very much.
Right.
They like put him in like a plastic container.
Right.
And then they shoot him on a rail.
Oh, that's right.
And then that's how he goes through
somewhere.
Time. Yeah.
Right.
Just in the past, I guess. Yeah.
Cool.
Fun fact, 12 Monkeys, Time Bandits, same director.
Oh, all right. I can see that. They have that same feel to it.
Yes.
Right. Okay. All right. So with that, so again, now let's go. We talked a little bit how far into the past we'd want to go. Is there anything in the future that you'd love to go into the future to say, I just would love to see this event. I would love to see these people in the future. I'd love to see something in the future.
Can I tell you, I'm kind of afraid of the future.
Well, okay.
So I don't know if I would want to go.
All right.
But it scares me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Like how far? Like the next 30 seconds in the future? Or the
well,
future
I'm
future?
Already scared now for the present. But
yeah, exactly. All right.
I don't know. I don't know how far in the, it scares
you can go next week what the show's going to be like. That's not too bad.
Well.
No, that scares me. This show scares me.
Yeah, right. So I can't.
You don't know. Wow.
I don't know.
Okay.
It is. It's,
what about you guys? Nate, how far in the future? What would you want to see in the future if you can go into the future?
I don't know. I think if I went far, I'd want to go like really far. Like I would want to be like past my life, everything. Again, for like I said, like
there you go.
I'd want to go, you know, you look at just all the developments, like if, you know, everybody has their own opinion how old the world is.
Right,
let's say, let's just double. So let's say we're
going
to go to the year 4,000.
Okay.
23.
Okay.
Right? Just
sure.
Something like that. I'd want to go there and just to see. Just, I mean, because you think
wow.
of all the advancements and you look at all the past history, what... You know, what
how
would it be like?
Quick,
what, I mean,
right.
Is humanity even a thing? Is, you know, have we eradicated
right.
ourselves? Have we morphed into some other sort of species? What is
sure.
what is actually going on? And I think that would be more exciting because, like, again, you don't have the anxiety of, you know that nothing you're going to do is going to really affect that 4,000.
It would be really difficult. Right,
very
right.
Insignificant.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas,
that's a good point. What about that, mm-hmm. Tiff? Going like 2,000 years in the future, unless you show up and there's a massive statue of you and you see they're burning it and stuff going, ooh, what did I do? All right.
And guaranteed that nothing's going to happen and I could come back.
Yeah, and then you come back. Yeah. Right.
Maybe.
You know, you go there for shopping. You can shop for a week and you can bring
are
stuff.
Are there going to be any stores?
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of stuff.
I don't know. That's
I mean,
the thing.
You're probably going to have the wrong kind of money.
I think because it's so far in the future, I'd be so...
Discombobulated.
Yes.
Discombobulated. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
It would freak me out.
Oh, I think so.
So that's why I'm like, I don't know if I would want to.
But would it freak you out knowing, one, you can't affect it.
Yeah.
Two, it doesn't affect you in the past.
Yeah.
And three, like, you're going into it knowing how far. Like, it's not like you're just transported and you would have no idea what's going on. Like, you're mentally preparing yourself that everything is going to be completely alien and obscure. And you're just like, getting that peek into the, you know, the vision of what's going on.
I don't know.
With zero threat to you and your well-being.
And you got to think, there could be a point in time you go in the future that far where you're suddenly going, oh my God, I'm going to be here for a week. I wish this week would go very quickly.
Yeah.
You know, there could be. But also, like Nate's saying, as long as you're under that whole idea that nothing can happen to you and you can't affect, you can kind of go, well, then I'm going to goof around here. I'm not going to let things bother me because I'll be okay.
So the year 4,000, whoops. That was not my head, people.
All right.
like the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
That, I wouldn't even want to step foot because it was so horrible. So who knows what the future
right.
would be like.
Yeah.
Even if you're there for a week.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just kind of.
What about you? What about you, Luke?
I'd go.
Thousands of years.
I'd go as far as Nate plus 20 years. Just to have that one up.
Yeah.
Nice. See, I want to go like a minute before Nate, so sneak up behind him, scare him. Ah!
It's like, oh, this is this week's shot.
Oh, great. It's great. I'm going to spend this week with him, too. Right.
I had a question for you guys. Have you ever heard of John, I believe it's Titor, T-I-T-O-R? He is supposedly, he says he is a time traveler from 2036.
Okay.
And that he came back around 2000 to 2001, and he was describing his time machine.
Right.
And how it worked and everything.
Yes.
And then he disappeared and was never seen. So
right,
I don't know if you guys
heard
of
him. I had heard of someone like that.
Okay.
I don't know if that was the same guy, but you're right. He described and he was able to point out certain things, and then you're right, and then he just disappeared. I think like the authorities grabbed him and stuff. They wanted to question him, but then he just disappeared. Yeah, so. There was no... So
that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, you got to know more about the story.
If you would say, would I like to talk to somebody from the future...
Right.
Absolutely, 100%.
Like, get them on the show. That would be awesome, right? Somebody from the future and someone from the past.
Yes.
Right.
So, if the guys go to year 4000 and then they come back, I'd love to talk to them. But personally, it's kind of like, do you want to go into space? There's so many people that would say absolutely yes.
Uh-huh.
I'm a heck no.
Okay. So imagine Nate here is... the assistant to the assistant manager on the railroad in the Wild West, and they sent him on time traveling to celebrate his promotion. All right, and then you've got Luke, who's gone 2020 years into the future.
Well, I have to check with what Nate said.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah.
And so he's in the future and this is the past. What on their they're on a radio show? What questions would you ask him?
Oh.
That's not a question.
I know. I don't know. You put me on the spot. But if you
what's new, right?
But that would I would love to talk to someone from the future, but I would not want to go to the future.
All right. So you're talking to someone in the future, 2,000 years in the future. What are you going to ask them? What's it like? So do you have bacon in the future?
Not in a form you'd appreciate.
Oh, that sounds terrible. I know you guys got bacon back there. That's good, hearty bacon.
Yeah.
That's the living. That's the best kind of bacon.
So the transportation, cars, restaurants, what type of food are we eating? Fashion, businesses.
Are you just postulating or are you going to ask them? Look, they're going to give you the right answers.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So go ahead and ask them. Ask them anything. They know.
Restaurants.
Restaurants.
That's a question.
Yeah. Restaurants.
What are
restaurants? Are they different or pretty much the same?
Almost all of them are Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen.
Nice. Okay.
Except for a small resistant cell of KFCs. That's
wow. Oh. That's pretty much it. Those are so there's high scale Popeye's and just like the standard.
Standard. It's like you remember Demolition Man, another.
Yes.
Sylvester Stallone. Hubba hubba.
They go to like a fancy high class Taco Bell.
That's right.
They get like sat down.
That's what it is.
That's how like about like 20% of the Popeyes are.
Very cool. Very cool.
Okay. What's the fashion like?
You know, it's a little like the
mid-2000s. You know, it's like it was last year.
Oh, you know, if I were buying time, I'd probably say no. It's actually very similar to
the 1950s,
the 1950s, late 90s.
Okay.
You know,
right. What about the restaurants back there in the Old West, huh?
Oh, some of the best. Dysentery, like you wouldn't believe.
I bet you they have bacon then.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You get to kill your own hog, like a lobster tank.
Yeah, I'll take
that pig.
Yeah. And a lot of beef.
Oh, yeah.
Cattle rangers?
Well, cattle rangers?
Rangers?
Rangers, all right.
Well, they have to wrangle them up, don't they?
And they were jolly. Okay.
Don't they have to wrangle them up?
The jolly rangers?
The jolly rangers, yes.
I am curious, though. I am curious. You know, you hear about the different celebrities and stuff that are freezing themselves in the hope of being brought back. Is that something that if you threw everything aside, like the finances and all that, and you knew that, and you knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're going to be able to be frozen, revived, and come back as something besides just a corpse?
Right. Like they bring you back.
Is that something that you would do if you knew
once you died? I think there was a time that I would have thought that would be really cool. But that's traveling into the future, basically, and not being able to come back. You have to view this as take the geniuses from the past. Take someone. I like using the idea of someone like Walt Disney, okay, or Albert Einstein, even Leonardo da Vinci, and you bring them into the future, the present day, right? And I always talk about like Leonardo da Vinci. You bring him to the present day and imagine he could speak English. And you show him a phone and say, look, I want to show you this incredible invention that we have access to everything in the world, all the information, and how he would just hold this and cherish it. Like, this is amazing. And he goes, are you constantly learning? And we're like, no, mostly people just use it for porn and kitten videos, right? And how upset he would be. That this is we've grown so wonderful, but also collapsed. And so the reason I'm bringing him up is because he would be lost. He would have no idea how to function in today's society. Someone so incredible as him. And so I'd be afraid of going into the future and then suddenly realizing I can't function in this future. Mm-mm. And who am I? I'm just some guy who was thought out. So now suddenly they're going to be like, well, you know what? You're not even the assistant to the assistant manager on the the Sky Railroad. You know, you're nothing. And that's what would end up happening. They'd thaw me out and I'd probably, you know, be a slave somewhere or doing, you know, customer service. All right. Not to say there's anything wrong with customer service. Right? No.
Or being a slave.
Or being a slave. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I would be afraid of going there and being so far behind, not knowing anything about the technology, the politics, the morality, the philosophy of time, that I would be a complete idiot in that time. And I'd be...
We're a little bit down the same path there.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. It happens every once in a while.
Once in a while.
So yeah, I wouldn't want to do it. You? You want to be frozen?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah. What about you?
I'll be frozen.
Yeah, set me up.
You know me. I like to meet new people.
That's so true.
That's what we always say. We like to meet new people.
To go there. And the whole idea of a world of Popeye's chickens. Man, you're going to get there and we're like, oh, we have every restaurant except Popeye's.
that'll be Planet of the Apes.
There you go. That's
drop
right.
on my knees.
That's right.
It up.
So with this, the conversation we're having, there is a movie. I don't know if anyone has seen this one. It's called Safety Not Guaranteed. Okay. Yeah. I see Luke not. I don't know why.
I think he's seen every movie.
Yeah, just about. But that's a really cool movie because it's basically somebody puts an ad in the classified looking for a partner, someone to go time traveling with. And it says safety is not guaranteed. In other words, we're going to go into the future. And so I need somebody who is agile, who can fight, who can use weapons, who can think on their feet, because we have no idea what we're going to see. And the whole movie is you're questioning, is this person legitimate? Is this, you know, actually going to happen? I'm not going to spoil the end of the movie. But it's that brought up that same point of you go into the future, you have no idea what's going to happen, mm-hmm. right? So it's very, very spooky. All right. Any other comments on past or present or future? You given the option, you want to live in the past, the present, or the future?
You know, I've been talking up the future quite a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I'd still live in the present.
Nice, nice. What about you, Nate?
Oh, I definitely live in the present.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we know you, Tiff. You want to live in the present?
I guess.
Yeah.
Or maybe the 50s.
We'll put you in the 50s. I don't know. Part of me would like to live like 30 minutes before everyone. You know, just so I could know. I know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen. Why? I told you. I told you. You didn't listen to me. But I think that would get old quick. So what about this? If you had to take a trip into the future, all right, you're set. You have to do this.
Okay.
What kind of things, based on that movie, like I said, the safety not guaranteed, what would you do to prepare yourself?
I think I would bring a sketchbook.
Okay, that's cool.
That's good.
You don't know if a language is still a thing
right.
in the future. So
okay.
I think you'd need some kind of communication just in case.
Right.
Like something
pen or pencil.
Has changed. Oh. Go to Nate. I need to think this over.
That's right.
Probably, a pencil would probably last longer. Because then you would run out of ink.
Yes, that's
true. Yeah, but if it's a robotic drone in the sky, they're not going to see a pencil on paper. They might just go, oh.
Zip by. And how are you going to sharpen your pencil? So you're going to need a pencil sharpener.
Yeah.
Now you're talking, now you need a backpack, the journal, the pencil. You're going to bring a pen, maybe a crayon or two, pencil sharpener.
ham sandwich. Point, why even travel in time? Right.
There you go. What about you, Nate? How would you prepare, or what would you bring?
I would think I would make a point to just try to get as much knowledge or current knowledge on, like, the operation of vehicles.
Oh, there
you
go.
Just because, like, you know, even if in the future there's it'll still be built off of something from the past. So some sort of root knowledge just across the board, and helicopters, planes, that sort of stuff.
Wow, you're really going all. Unless at that point everything is automatic, and it's all thought control.
And it could be AI. I mean, had some of the Apache helicopters where the pilots wear the helmets, and it flies where they're looking at. But even all that would be just to have an edge in there,
right?
And then a good just a good knowledge of what plants you're able to eat.
Oh, that's cool.
Because even as vegetation, everything changes, even just kind of being able to spot poisonous and non-poisonous things,
I think
this. Survival advice would be good.
Well thought out. Tiffany, what about you?
I'd cry. I don't want to go. I don't want to go. So don't make me.
So you would bring tissue?
Probably tissue.
Yeah.
Maybe my cell phone to take a picture, and then I could call for help.
Right.
Yeah.
My big thing on the list of bringing everywhere, and I hate to say it, I would always bring
bacon.
A couple. No. I'll always find bacon. I'm going to bring a couple of rolls of toilet paper. I don't know what toilet papers are going to be like in the future, and I'm sure it's not that good in the past. Mm. Right?
That's a good point.
Yeah, there you go.
It's all bidets.
Now you're talking. Right? A good day starts with a bidet, right? All right. So, anything else? What else? So, I liked it. You'd bring a journal. I think that's genius. I would want to do that, especially if I knew I was coming back. Mm. But would you bring a journal? You're saying just as a way to help you communicate with other people?
I think it could help, and also it has that. If I'm coming back, I can.
Right. Okay.
I can take a note about it and then travel back in time to that.
Yeah.
Because you know.
I dig it. Dig it. All right. We're coming close to the top of the hour. Last movies. Any movies you really like that you wanted to bring up?
Well, you guys named them all.
I had a couple. You know what? The Tomorrow War, is that the one with Tom Cruise?
Chris Pratt.
All right. So
Edge of Tomorrow is the one.
Edge of Tomorrow. That's the one I really like because Tom Cruise dies in it a lot of times. So that's the one I like. Some of the other movies is Idiocracy. That's a good.
That's one I've actually seen.
Nice. Yeah. All right.
Scares the hell out of me.
I took the list from Nate. Nate was number one. Was Idiocracy. Yeah. All right. Yeah, it is kind of a very scary movie.
It's funny because Crocs actually were made for that movie, and they picked a footwear that said was so outlandish that no one in the future would wear it. And you look at where we are nowadays.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't even get me started.
Why are you talking about my shoes like that?
That's right. Let me see. Edge of Tomorrow, Groundhog's Day. We named a lot of these. Time After Time is the other movie. You know that one? You know that one? Ever heard of that one, too?
I heard of it. Never
Time
saw.
After Time. That's another one of those H.G. Wells, and he's going to go into the past. But it's Jack the Ripper ends up learning about his time machine, uses the time machine to come into the future.
What is it called? Time After Time.
Right, and I'm waiting for Luke to go, nope, that's not that movie.
Oh, that is that movie.
Yeah,
it is. You got it.
That's it, good.
That one I might have to watch.
Yes. And not only once, you'll have to watch it time after time. Okay?
Oh, my.
All right, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, so with that, any closing thoughts that you would like? Like if you had, let's put it this way, what about a quote, something you'd love to say to your younger self or to your... or to your older self, your future self. Anything like that you can think of? If you had the opportunity to give one piece of advice.
Okay. I have a quote.
All right. Is this a quote you'd like to share with your future self or older self?
Okay.
All right, go ahead. Yeah, perfect. That's
all
what
journeys
like
have secret destination of which the traveler is unaware.
Oh, that's sweet.
Martin Buber?
Okay.
B-U-B-E-R?
Martin Buber. Okay.
Buber.
Okay. What about this? What closing? What would you like to say to your future self or early self? If you can go back to 4-year-old or 10-year-old Tiffany, what would you tell her?
Ooh, hang in there.
And don't worry about affecting the future. What would you tell her?
Hang in there. It will all turn out okay.
Cool. Beautiful advice. Beautiful. What about you guys? Anything you'd say to the younger self?
I'd say slow down.
Nice.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's
Luke looks over. He took mine.
I'd say slow down, and then another 20 years,
and then hang in there.